Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It's been a couple of years since you've heard a daily morning news podcast from The Washington Post. And we got a few notes that it would be nice if we came back with something. Well, message received. And that's why I'm here. I'm Jeff Pierre, host of our new morning podcast. It's called The Seven, which is inspired by our newsletter by the same name. We know that every minute of your morning counts, so we're giving you the seven most important and interesting stories every weekday in just a few minutes. I want to give you a taste of what the new show is all about, so I'm bringing you today's episode now. To hear it every day, just follow or subscribe to The 7 from The Washington Post wherever you're listening. Here you go. Folks in Georgia are heading out to vote in a Senate runoff election. We're also looking at new research on how much water you should be drinking. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Jeff Pierre. It's Tuesday, December 6th. Let's get you caught up with today's seven stories. The election in Georgia that we're talking about today is between Democratic incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. Neither got 50% of the votes in November, which triggered the runoff. They gave a final push on the campaign trail yesterday, with Walker digging into his past as a football player.
I'm not going to sleep tonight, because before a big game, I don't sleep because I'm ready. So I want y'all to get ready.
I love this state. I was born in this state. I was raised in this state. I was educated in this state. And I actually live in this state. I love Georgia.
Both parties say that the race will come down to turnout. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll have live results at WashingtonPost.com. Democrats already control the Senate, but another seat would give them more leverage. And experts are going to be watching the results closely for clues about the 2024 election. Number two, explosions hit military bases in Russia yesterday. We know that the targets included an airfield that Moscow allegedly used during its airstrikes on Ukraine's key infrastructure. Ukraine didn't claim responsibility, but if the attacks are confirmed, it would mark the deepest strikes yet by Ukrainian forces inside of Russia. The Supreme Court heard a dispute over LGBTQ rights yesterday. That's our third story today. The case centers on a website designer. She's Christian, and essentially, she wants to be able to tell same-sex couples that she will not create a wedding website for them. She sued Colorado, saying that the state law banning discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation violates her right to free speech. The court's decision could end up redrawing the line between someone's religious beliefs and protection against discrimination for LGBTQ people. Our fourth story is about how disabled Americans are waiting months to get benefits. This is a Post exclusive. The state Social Security offices that make benefits decisions have hit a breaking point. Staff shortages, low pay, old technology, and bureaucratic issues are contributing to the crisis. The numbers tell us that processing time has slowed the most in the Southeast. And in Florida, for example, people are waiting an average of 225 days for a ruling on a claim, almost triple what it took in 2019. Number five. The foreign consulting deals of two generals set off a battle in the Air Force. The retired generals tried to profit off connections in Azerbaijan, a former Soviet republic rife with corruption. U.S. officials tried to stop them, fearing a scandal. The Post sued the Air Force after it repeatedly tried to keep information about the dispute from becoming public. This is all part of a larger picture. A post-investigation found that hundreds of U.S. veterans have taken lucrative jobs with foreign governments, mostly in countries known for human rights abuses. Number 6. Kirstie Alley has died at the age of 71. She was the Emmy-winning star of Cheers, the long-running NBC sitcom. She played the high-strung bar manager, Rebecca Howe.
I hate this bar.
Excuse me, miss. Can we get some service?
Yes, sir. Miss, this martini is too dry. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll take care of that. I've had it. Isn't Carla ever coming back? I was not born to be a waitress. I was born to manage waitresses.
Oh, miss.
You'll get it when I'm damn good and ready.
Kirstie Alley was also in a bunch of movies like Look Who's Talking. I know I watched her in It Takes Two. Her family said she died yesterday of cancer that was recently diagnosed. You might not actually need to drink 8 cups of water a day. That's story number 7. The decades-old advice to drink 8 cups each day doesn't take into account all of the water we get from our food and from other drinks, according to this new research. So how much should you drink exactly? It depends on factors like your age, sex, size, physical activity levels, and the climate you live in. But experts said 8 cups won't do any harm. In this house, I'm way beyond 8 cups a day, either way. All right, you are all caught up. And bonus health news, if you read on the toilet, the Post has some research you might be interested in. Look it up. It doesn't say anything, though, about multitasking with podcast listening. I'm Jeff Pierre. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.